sponsorship.
All right, take two. Good morning. Today's daf is Brachos daf Chav Ches. We left off Chav Zayin Amud Beis at the single dot, four lines up from where the lines get very wide. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. Today we are going to cover a couple of topics. First, we're going to start with a very, very famous story about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. Rabbi Yeshua was his Bar Plugta. Very famous story about how Rabbi Gamliel I don't want to say abused his power, but how he treated Rabbi Yeshua in a less than very, very kind way. And the reaction that everybody in the Beis Medrash has, which ultimately left in the impeachment, if you will, of Rabbi Gamliel as the Nasi, and then ultimately how he was reinstated as the Nasi as well, and what exactly happened, what this machlokas was about. Turns out that the root of this argument that led to this whole maisa was a machlokas over whether tefillas arvis is a reshus or a chova, which is the topic that we concluded this year with yesterday, which is why this whole story comes up today. So that's going to take up most of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Then towards the bottom, we're going to talk more about the zman tefillah, specifically the zman of musaf, and what happens when a person has to daven mincha and musaf, and how a person shouldn't delay one's davening. So we're going to talk about that. There's a Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis, which is going to teach us the little tefillah that Rav Nechunya ben Akana would daven when he entered the Beis Medrash and when he exited the Beis Medrash. And then the Gemara is going to teach us some, sort of life lessons that some of the Rabbanim gave when they were on their deathbed or very ill. Their Talmidim came and they asked the rabbis to teach them some lessons in life. And so we're going to share those lessons for Arichas Yomim and a full life that the Rabbanim shared with their Talmidim. The Mishnah toward the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis, which we may or may not get to, depending on how quickly I can read today, is going to talk about the Shmon Esrei. So this perek is all about tefillah. So we're going to talk about Shmon Esrei. And mainly, there is a machlokas in the Mishnah whether every day a person should be davening Shmon Esrei three times a day, a Shachos Mincha Ma'ariv, or whether somebody should daven Me'ein Yud Ches, some abridged version of Shmon Esrei. And then the Mishnah mentions even some further abridged version of Shmon Esrei that a person should daven if he's in a dangerous place and he doesn't have the ability to concentrate on Shmon Esrei. And the Gemara tomorrow is going to focus on what exactly is the difference between Me'ein Yud Ches, the sort of abridged version, and the very abridged version that the Mishnah had described. But without further ado, the story, which is a single dot, four lines up from the wide lines on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. It's a ton of Rabbanan. Maisa b'talmud echa. There was a maisa with a certain talmud, Shabbat lefnei Rabbi Yeshua, who came to Rabbi Yeshua and he asked him a question. Amar lei tefillas arvish reshus or chova? Tefillas mariv reshus or is it a chov? Amar lei reshus. He said it's reshus, which is what we saw yesterday. Shabbat lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. He then asked the same question to Rabbi Gamliel. Amar lei tefillas arvish reshus or chova? Amar lei chova. And Rabbi Gamliel said it's a chov. So Amar lei. So the talmud said, I got you, Rabbi Gamliel. Follow Rabbi Yeshua. Amar lei reshus. Rabbi Yeshua said to me that it was Roshos. Why are you telling me that it's a Chov? Amarlei, hamtin at sheyachnisu balei treisin lebeis hamedrash. Let's wait until the shield bearers, until the Talmidei Chachamim come to the Beis Medrash. Why are the Talmidei Chachamim called the shield bearers and not the sword bearers? If, after all, what they're doing is they're fighting the Melchamto Shel Torah. So the Tosfos HaRosh explains it's because the Talmidei Chachamim, through their schus and Lima Torah, protect the members of their generation. And this comes up a number of times in the Gemara, in particular how the Talmidei Chachamim are exempt from the taxes, paying the taxes or paying for the wall for the city, because the Talmidei Chachamim, their Limud HaTorah, is itself a Hagana, is itself a salvation, it's a protection from any harm that might befall them. So just like a shield protects, so too the Talmidei Chachamim, whose Torah protects them, are called Balei Treason. Rav Kook explains that Talmidei Chachamim argue, but when they argue, they're not actually on the offensive. They're actually just defending that which they believe is correct. So in other words, they're not arguing to be antagonistic per se. They're arguing in defense, in a principle defense of what they believe to be the truth. But anyway, Rabbi Gamliel says to the Talmud, let's wait until the Talmidei Chachamim come into the Beis Medrash. So, Amad Vishal, Amad Ashoal Vishal. So the questioner, whose identity will be disclosed all the way at the end of this story over here. So this questioner got up and he asked, Tfilas Arvis Rishos or Chova? What's the deal with Tfilas Mariv? Samarle Ram Gamliel Chova. Amarle Ram Gamliel Chachamim. Klomi Yeshatam Shecholik Bedavar Zeh. It's a Chov. Is there anybody who argues with this? Samarle Rabbi Yeshua. So said Rabbi Yeshua, Lav. He said, no, nobody argues. Everybody agrees it's a Chov. Says Ram Gamliel. Amarle Valo Mishimcha Amruli Rishos. What are you talking about, Rabbi Yeshua? This Talmud told me that before he came and asked me this question, he asked you this question, and you told him that Tfilas Ma'arif was a Roshos. So how can you tell me now that nobody argues? So he said to him, Yoshua, amod al raglecha. So Yoshua, stand up on your feet, v'yeidu b'cha. And let's get testimony about this. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua al raglov. So Rabbi Yeshua got up on his feet. V'amar, and Rabbi Yeshua said as follows, El mole ani chai v'humeis, if I were alive and the Shoel were not here, and the Shoel were dead, then yachal achai lachesh es ameis. Then I could contradict what he said. So the Shoel would have told Ram Gamliel that I said it's a Rishos, but at least I'm here in the flesh, and I could tell him, no, I never said it was a Rishos, I also agreed it was a Chova. However, now that we're both here, we're both present, now it's my word against his word. He's going to say that I previously told him that Tfilas Arvis is only a Rishos. So Ram Gamliel Yoshev Vidoresh, Ram Gamliel would sit, Ram Gamliel sat and he darshan. He said shir, Rabbi Yeshua Omei Araglov, and Rabbi Yeshua was kept standing in this very disrespectful posture. Acharanenu Kolam, until people assembled started objecting. They started murmuring. V'yamru l'chutzpes haturgaman, and they said to chutzpes haturgaman, Amod, stop translating Ram Gamliel shir. V'amad, and then chutzpes stopped translating this year, because they thought it was a very large disrespect, to a very great disrespect to Rabbi Yeshua, that Ram Gamliel was making him stand up like that just because they had this disagreement. So Amri, so the people in the Vizmendra said, Akama Netzare Venezel, how much, to what extent are we going to cause tzar to Rabbi Yeshua? But Rosh Hashanah Ishtaket, last Rosh Hashanah Tzare, we caused them all this issue. What's this issue? So we'll see when we get up to Maseches Rosh Hashanah. There was a famous machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, when Rosh Hashanah fell out, when they should have been Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So it turned out that Rabbi Yeshua held from Yom Kippur on a different day than Rabbi Gamliel held from Yom Kippur, because they had different calculations as to when the Rosh Chodesh was, as to when Rosh Hashanah was. So Rabbi Gamliel made Rabbi Yeshua come to him on his Yom Kippur with his money and his stick, and he came from out of the Tchum, and he made him appear before him in the Beis Nasi. So he caused him pain last Rosh Hashanah. And then, says the Gemara also, and then Bebechoros, B'maisa B'Rav Tzadok, Tzare. And also in Bechoros, with a Maisa Rav Tzadok, he was Metzar him. So what's this Maisa? So Rashi explains, in Maseches Bechoros, the Rav Tzadok was a Kohen, and he had a Bechor, and there's a Machlokas, Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, if a Kohen who owns a Bechor animal is believed to say that the Bechor developed a Mum. Because the Halach is that if the Bechor is Tam, if the Bechor doesn't have a Mum, then it has to be offered as a carbon. If a bechor is a bal mum, then the kohen gets the benefit of the entire animal. So the question is, if the owner of the animal is a kohen, he's an interested party, so is he believed to say that the bechor became a bal mum naturally, or do we suspect that he made the bechor into a bal mum? And Rabbi Yeshua was lenient over there, and Rabbi Gamliel also took umbrage, and he made him stand up, and he embarrassed him. So hachanami tzare, and now he's being mitzarim as well. Let's depose Rabbi Gamliel. Let's kick him out of his nesias. So the question then was, who is going to be the successor? So man nukamle. So who should we appoint instead of him? Nukme Rabbi Yeshua. Should we say, Rabbi Gamliel, you're out, and Rabbi Yeshua, you're up as the nasi? So bal maisu. So that's really an embarrassment to Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Yeshua is his bar plukta. So it's going to be a huge embarrassment if Rabbi Gamliel is going to get kicked out, and then the guy he was arguing with is going to be appointed to the nesias. So nukme. The Rabbi Akiva, should we appoint Rabbi Akiva, who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, obviously, Sedilma Anishle, maybe Rabbi Gamliel will pray that he be punished, and he'll be punished. Why? Because what do we know about Rabbi Akiva? He was a Baal Tshuva, Delesle Schus Avos, that Rabbi Akiva does not have Schus Avos. Ella nukme lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So let's appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who chachim, who asher, who asiri la Ezra, because he's a chacham, he's smart, he's rich, and he also has chos avos, because he's 10th generation removed from Ezra. So, who chacham, how do we know is a chacham, di makshile mefarikle? So, if somebody asks him a question, he'll be able to answer it. Vu asher, and he's rich, di isle lefluchi lebe kesar afu azalapalach, because he's very well respected, because of his accumulated wealth, and therefore if he has to deal with Bei Kesar, he'll be able to do that admirably. Vu asiri le Ezra, disleis chosavos, and he's the 10th generation removed from Ezra, in that he has chosavos, vlamotzi anishle, and from Gamliel Davins, that he should be armed. His tefila is not going to work because the chosavos is going to protect Rabbi Akiva. So also v'amrelei. So they came to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and they said, "Nichale lemar delavi reish masifta. Do you want to be the reish masifta? Do you want to be the nasi?" So amrelei, amrelu. So he said to them, "Ezel vimlech ben shebesi. I have to go ask my wife." So Azal Vimlich b'debisu. So he went and he consulted with his wife as to what to do. The Maritz Chiyus explains that this is a halacha, that if somebody has an opportunity to accept or decline a potentially life-changing promotion or a life-changing job opportunity, then the Derech Eretz is that one has to consult with the people who are going to be impacted, i.e. with his family and his wife. So he asked his wife, Samar Lei, so she said to him, Dilma Mavrin Lach, this is a very volatile situation. Rabbi Gamliel was a Nazi, they kicked him out, now they want to promote you. This is a very volatile situation. Maybe they're going to get rid of you. Samar Lei, so he said, you're right, but L'shtamesh Inish Yomachad B'kasa Demurka V'lomachar Litvar, better that a person has the opportunity to use a precious cup one day, even if the next day it breaks. In other words, let me at least take the position. Samar Lei, so she said, okay, but let's lay chiyurta, but you don't have a white beard. So hu yome bar tamne srei shana avi, that day he was 18 years old, as Rakesh le nisa, famous maisa and a nisa occurred, ve'adru le tamne srei darid chiyurta, and he grew a beard with 18 rows of white hair. Haine tekamer Rav Elazar ben Azariah, harani kaven shivim shana, famous mimer, brought down in the Agada, brought down earlier in the Masechta, that I'm like kaben shivim shana, below Ben Shivim Shana, but he didn't say, I am 70 years old, I am like a Ben, a 70-year-old person, it's like I'm 70 years old. This is the Maisa Ben Zoma, Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim, at night. We saw this in a Mishnah in the first parak of the Masechta. So Tana, Oso Ayom, Solku, L'Shomer HaPesach, that day they got rid of the guard who would watch the door of the Beis Medrash, V'nasna Lem Rishos Tamidim Likanes, and they gave Rishos to all Tamidim to enter the Beis Medrash. Because Rav Gamliel would be Machrez Va'omer, Kol Talmud Shein Tocho Kabaro Lo Yikonis LeBeis HaMedrash. Any Talmud who's not through and through sincere has no place in the Beis Medrash. So he was very, very discriminating with respect to whom he would let into the Beis Medrash. Now, Hu Yoma, that day, because the guard was removed and everybody was able to come in and learn, Atosfu Kamasaf Sali, they added many, many, many benches of Talmidim to the Beis Medrash. Am Rav Yochanan, Pligi Baba Yosef, and the Stoy V'Rabbanan. So this machloka is exactly how many benches were added. Chad Amar Atosfu Arba Meyasaf Sali, one says 400. V'chad Amar Sheva Meyasaf Sali, 700 benches of Talmidei Chachamim were added to the Beis Medrash. Now, Rav Gamliel saw this, so he got very, very disturbed because he thought, Amar Dilma Chas V'Shalom Manati Torah Me Yisrael, that maybe I've prevented a lot of Torah learning, and I've dissuaded a lot of Torah learning in Klai Yisrael because I had this very, very rigorous standard for admission to the yeshiva, and I didn't let any of these people in, and now that I'm no longer in charge, 700 benches of Talmidei Chachamim, who knows how many thousands of people that was, who came into the Beis Medrash. So he had a dream, and Chatzvi Chiyura Demalia Kitma, he saw white pitchers that were filled with trash. In other words, basically what this was showing, Rav Gamliel was, don't worry, because these Talmidim are not really worthy. They're ain't tochan kabaran. And says the Gemara, Velohi, but it's not really true. It really was a beautiful thing that all these Talmidim were allowed entry into the Beis Medrash, because everybody has a chelik in Torah. Ha'ilu tuve daitehu da'achzulei. That was only to put Rav Gamliel's mind at ease. So says the Gemara Vayter. So Tana Edius Boba Yom Nishnes. Edius Meseches Edius was learned hukva on that day. B'chol Eichad Amr Boba Yom Ahu Yom Ahave. Any place in Shas where it says Boba Yom, it was that day when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed the Nasi, and when they opened up the doors to the yeshiva to the public. V'lo Eisa Halacha Shaisa Tlui BeBeis Medrash Shelo Pershua. And there was no halacha that was left undetermined in the Beis Medrash. They solved all the problems that day. V'Afra Gamliel Lomana Atzma BeBeis Beis HaMedrash. And the interesting thing was that even Rav Gamliel participated in the learning. Afilu Sha'achas. He did not desist from learning even a single day, that he participated as well. Ditnan. Boba Yom. Bo Yehuda Geramoni Lefneim. So that day, Yehuda Geramoni came before the assembled rabbis in the Beis Medrash, and Amar Lahem, and he said to them the following, Mani Lava Bakal, am I allowed entry into the call? Can I become a member? Can I become a ger? Can I become a member of Klal Yisrael? So Amar Lahem Rav Gamliel Osir. So says Rav Gamliel, he wasn't bashful, even though he was deposed from the Nesias that very day. He says, no, Osir Ato Lava Bakal, you cannot become a Jewish person, a member of the Jewish people. So Amar Lahem Rabbi Yeshua, Mutar Ato Lava Bakal. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, you are allowed to enter the Jewish nation. So says Rav Gamliel, how is this guy allowed to become a ger? It's a beferish pasuk. Then you were not accepting gerim from Ammon and Moab. So Rabbi Yeshua, v'chi Ammon and Moab b'mkomen and Yoshben. Yeah, the Torah says that you're not allowed to accept a ger from Ammon and Moab, but just because this guy comes to us in modern times, does it mean necessarily that he's from Ammon and Moab the way the pasuk refers to them? Kvar ala Sancheriv melech Asher ubilbal es kol ha'umah. Sancheriv has come already, and he has been mevalvel, he's mixed up all of the nation. Shenemar, as it says, v'aser gvulos amim, I have removed the boundaries from the people, v'asidoseim shosasi v'ored ka'avir yoshvin. And I plundered their treasures, and I brought down the dwellers from their strongholds. In other words, he mixed everything up. And therefore, once he mixed everything up, we have a klal, v'chol de parish, meruba parish. And if this guy comes to us, we don't believe that he's from Ammon and Moab. We believe that he's from rove nations in the world. Rove nations in the world are not Ammon and Moab. Therefore, it's perfectly fine to accept this fellow as a ger. So said Rav Gamliel, you're right about the pasuk that you quoted to me, Valok Far Nemar, Vachrechein Oshaveshvus Bnei Ammon Num Hashem. That the pasuk also says that Hashem is going to restore Ammon to its place. V'kfar Shavu. But says Rabbi Yeshua, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Valok Far Nemar, but it also says, V'shavti Yeshvus Ami Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to restore Klal Yisrael to its former position. Vadayin lo shavu, and Klal Yisrael has not yet been restored to its prior position. Therefore, we could be so make that Ammon and Moab have not been restored to their prior position. Therefore, we don't view this guy as an Ammoni with respect to which the pasuk says lo yavo Ammoni mavi b'kal Hashem. We say this guy is part of the mass of people that Sancheriv was mevalvel, called the parish meruba parish, and therefore it's mutar for him to come into the Klal Yisrael miyad hetiru lavo b'kal. And immediately they permitted him to come into Klal Yisrael. So Amar Rav Gamliel, Ho v'hachihu, since I see the way this is going, so Rabbi Yeshua was victorious over me, Ezel v'afaisei l'Rabbi Yeshua. So let me try to appease him. Let's try to make up. So Kimata Lebese, when he came to his Rabbi Yeshua's house, Chazinu l'ashisa debese de meshachroni, saw the walls of his house were black. So Amar Lei, mikos lebeischa tanikar shapchamiyata. From the walls of your house, I see that you're a blacksmith. So said Rabbi Yeshua, Ailo Ladar Shata Parnaso, woe is to the nation that you are the parnas of the nation, that you're the leader of the nation. Shiata Yodea, but Saran Shatamidakhabim Bamahim is Parnas and Bamahin is Zonin. Because you don't even have any concept as to how the Tamidah Chachamim struggle and how they struggle to support themselves, what exactly they have to do for a living. You think it's all glamorous and we sit in kolo all day? No, we have a bunch of the Tanom and the Maram who had what we would consider to be very menial jobs, but that's what they did in order to support themselves. So Amar Lo, Nenesi Lecha. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Rabbi Yeshua, I spoke out against you, Macholi. Please forgive me. Lo eshkech beis, and he didn't listen to him. So also b'shvil kvod Abba, he said, do it for the sake of my father. And Rav Nissen Gon over here says on the side, v'hi d'amar lei also b'shvil kvod beis Abba, klomer b'shvil hilal azaken zakeni shaya mizera David. Do it because my grandfather was hilal azaken, and I come from beis David. So in other words, if you don't want to do it for me, do it at least for the zchus of my forefathers. So pious. So in that case, he was Mephias. He did accept the apology, and now Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were on friendly terms again. So Amru, so they said, man nezel v'leima lulu rabbanon. Who should go tell the rabbanon in the Beis Medrash that we made up? So Amr Lahu, Ahu Kove, so a certain launderer said, Ano Azilna, so I'm gonna go to the Beis Medrash. And they were nervous about what was gonna happen because they got into this big blowout fight. They deposed Rav Gamliel. Now they installed Rav Elazar ben Azariah as the Nasi. But now that Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Gamliel made up, they were prepared to put Rav Gamliel back in power, but they didn't know what they were going to do now with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So it was like a very political, it was a political quagmire. It was a very difficult situation. Sheshalach lu Rabbi Yeshua lebeis medrasha. So Rabbi Yeshua sent this koveis to the beis medrash, and he said as follows, Manda lavish mada, the one who wears the robe, yilbash mada, should wear the robe. Umanda lo lavish mada, and the one who doesn't wear the robe, i.e. the non-nasi, yemerle lamanda lavish mada shalach madcha, should he say to the one who wears the robe, should he say to the nasi, take off your robe? Vana albashe, and I should wear it? Meaning, he was basically speaking in code to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to give the nasiyas back to Rabbi Gamliel. So amarlu Rabbi Akiva le Rabbanan. So Rabbi Akiva said to the Rabbanan when they saw this koveis coming to deliver this message, Truki Gali, Delo Lesu, Avdi de Rav Gamliel v'lesaru l'Rabbanan. Go lock the doors because this guy is an emissary of Rav Gamliel. We don't want him to harass the rabbis. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, so said Rabbi Yeshua, Mutav de'ekem ve'ezel anol l'gabayu. So he said, Rabbi Yeshua, obviously I can't send any emissary. I got to go myself to the Beis Medrash and told them what happened. So also Taref HaBaba, he went and he knocked on the door. Remember, they closed the door. So he went and he knocked on the door. So Amar Leh, so he said, Mazeh ben Mazeh, the sprinkler, the son of a sprinkler, Yazeh, should sprinkle. V'she'eno lo Mazeh v'lo ben Mazeh, and that he who is neither a sprinkler nor the son of a sprinkler, Yomer lo Mazeh ben Mazeh, should he say to the sprinkler, Me'mecha me'ma'ara v'efarcha efer mikle, that your water is tainted and that your efer is efer mikle? So says the just to explain what in the world is going on here. So Mazeh ben Mazeh, who is Mazeh? Who does the Hazah Shlishi Yushvi by the Efer Parah Aduma? It's a Kohen. So in other words, what Rabbi Yeshua is speaking in code, basically saying that the only person who's eligible to do the Hazah is a Kohen. So if you have a non-Kohen, can the non-Kohen come and tell the Kohen, you have no business doing the sprinkling? Of course not. It's the Kohen's job to do it. So too, he was alluding to the fact that it's the Nasi's job to be the Nasi. The guy who's not the Nasi has no business being the Nasi. So this was all in code. Says the Gemara Vayter. So Amarle Rabbi Akiva, so said Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua Nispayasta, you're now appeased, you're on good terms with the Rav Gamliel, Klumasinu Ela Bishvil Kvodcha, we did this only for your kavod, Lamachar, Anivata Nashkim Lepischo, and tomorrow you and I will go to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and we'll tell him of this news that he's no longer the Nasi. So Amri, but they were deliberating, Hecha Navid, so what should we do? Navre, should we remove him from his Nasiyas, Gmiri, Malamakodesh Vemaridin? We can't because we can't be murdered him from his Gedula. Nidrosh, Mar Chadashabta, Mar Chadashabta, should they switch off as co-Nasis? So also Laknuye, then there's going to be jealousy because Rav Gamliel is going to think he was the original Nasi. He should darshan more than once every other week. Ella Lidur Rav Gamliel Tulsa Shabti Rav Elazar ben Azariah Chadashabata. So therefore, let's make him split each month 3-1, with Rav Gamliel getting 3 Shabbosas, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah getting 1 Shabbos. V'ainu damar mar Shabbos shal miyaisa. And that's why elsewhere in Shas we have the question posed: whose Shabbos was it? Meaning, was it Rav Gamliel or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Shal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hosa. So, and in that this Maisa that we're quoting, it was the Shabbos of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'osa Talmud, that Talmud who asked the question, Tfilas Arbis Rishus Achova, that started this whole Maisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Have it was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Okay, says the two dots. At the two dots, rather, says the Gemara, Vishal Musafin Kol Ayom. Musaf can be davened all day. So we saw this machlokas in the Mishnah. Summer Rav Yochanan said, Rav Yochanan v'nikra posheya, and you are called a posheya. In other words, if you wait until very late in the day to daven Musaf, then you're called a posheya. That's improper behavior. Tan Rabbanan. So we learn as follows. Ha'ilavan of shtei tefilos, if you have before you two tefilos, achas shel mincha v'achas shel musaf, one for one, you have to daven both mincha and musaf, mispalo shel mincha v'achas mispalo shel musaf, you should daven mincha first and then daven musaf, shezu tadira v'zu eina tadira, because this is tadir, because mincha is tadir, and musaf is not tadir. Rav Yehuda says, Mispalo shel musaf, yachachach mispalo shel mincha. No, you should daven musaf first, and then mincha, shezu mitzvah overes, vizu mitzvah sheina overes, because Rav Yehuda l'shita say, holds that the Zman Musaf is not all day long. It's only at Sheva Shos. Mincha, we saw Machlokas could be davened either until Erev or until Plaga Mincha. Mm-hmm. So you have much later in the day to daven Mincha. Therefore, first thing you should do is daven Musaf. And Amar Rav Yochanan Halacha Mispalo Shal Mincha V'Achar Kach Mispalo Shal Musaf. The Halacha is that first a person davens Mincha, then the person davens Musaf, because we Paskin, you could daven Musaf all day long, and Tadir V'Sheina Tadir Kodem. Says Tosfos over here, the middle Tosfos. Halacha mispalo shel mincha v'achar kach mispalo shel musaf. So mikan yesh lizor b'yom kippurim. From here we should be nizor on Yom Kippur. Lispalo tefila shachris kodem sheish shos. So Binyamin Palm is always very fond of reminding me of this Tosfos that the Baal Shachris should make sure to finish before 6 hours in the day, which, for reference, Shachris is always finished before 6 hours in the day. In other words, you should make sure to finish Shachris before the Zman Mincha. Why? Because if you're not finished with Shachris, it's going to come out that your Seder Tefillah on Yom Kippur is going to be all confused, because you're going to get up to the Zman Musaf. The halacha is that first you should daven Mincha, because Tadir V'Sheina Tadir. So you're going to daven Mincha, and then you're going to daven Musaf. It's going to be very confusing. That's what Tosfa says. But the Ri says none of this is a concern. So the Baal Shachris could take as long as he wants. V'Ri Omer, the Einot Tzarech, that's only when you have things to do, you have places to go. Because you're not going to be able to daven mincha later in the afternoon like normal people do, but you're going to have to daven it early. Why? Because you have to go to a wedding feast, or you have to go to a big yontif meal, and you're afraid that the suda is going to drag out a long time, or that you're going to get drunk. But if you're sitting in shul all day on Yom Kippur anyway, and you know that you're going to have time to daven mincha after you're finishing davening musaf, bismana ein lo lahaktim tefilas mincha. You don't have to be maktim tefilas mincha. Ela yispalal kaseder musaf yachakach mincha. No matter when the guy finishes shachris, always on Yom Kippur daven musaf first, then daven mincha. This halacha that the Gemara is telling us now is, let's say on a Shabbos, if you have to go to a big blowout kiddush luncheon and you're afraid that you're going to forget to daven mincha later, then you should daven mincha first before you daven musaf, because of the principle of tediris. Okay, back in the Gemara. Rav Zera, Kiavicholosh Megirsa, when he was too too ill to learn, or he was burnt out. Havi Ozel v'Yosef Apischa derbe Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi. He would go sit at the doorstep of Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi. Amar ki chalfi Rabbanan ozeika mikamayu v'kabal schar. The Kabbal Igra. At least now, when the rabbis go in and out of the Beis Medrash, I could stand up when they pass by, and I could get schar for at least standing up and honoring Talmidei Chachamim. Also, Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi, Tzarmalei Manamar Alacha BeMidrasha. So Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi came and he asked him, and Rav Zera asked him, who said the halacha today in the Beis Medrash? In other words, who from the Bnei Yeshiva? Rashi points out what was going on here. Who from the Menei Yeshiva said that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that you're allowed to daven mincha only until, musaf rather, only until 7 hours in the day? So who said that? Amar lei, hachi amar Rav Yochanan, ein halacha k'Rav Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. We didn't say that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. We said that halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. The amar mispalel adam shel musaf v'yakachav shel mincha. Because we say that a person should that halacha is not like Rav Yehuda, who says that a person should first daven musaf and then mincha. Rather, the halacha is like the chachamim, that you're allowed to daven musaf all day, and therefore first you should daven mincha first. Because Musaf is not Zman over, according to the Chachamim. So Amar Lei, Rav Yochanan Amra. Rav Yochanan said this halacha. So in other words, you were wrong, Rav Zera. It wasn't that halacha is like Rav Yehuda, it's that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. So Amar Lei, so he said, yes, it's Rav Yochanan, Tanamine Arbon Zimnin. And he learned this mimer from Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi now 40 times. So Amar Lei, Chada Hilach o Chada Tilach. Why are you so like hyper-focused on this mimer of Rav Yochanan that the halacha is that you're allowed to daven musaf all day long? Is it the first mimer that you ever heard in Rav Yochanan's name, or is it the first time you're ever hearing this halacha? So Amar Lei, Chadati Li. No, it's a new halacha for me, Mishum de Masafka Li, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, because I was Mesupik and Rav Yeshua ben ben Levi, I didn't know whether the halacha was that you should have a mincha first or that you should have a musaf first. And the halacha is you should have a mincha first because you're allowed to have a musaf all day long. All right, two dots, five lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol ha-mispal tefila shel musaf en l'achar shavah shos to Rabbi Yehuda, anybody who, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, davens musaf after 7 hours in the day, alava kasav omer, noge mi moed asafti mimcha. Mimchahayu. This means that the broken because of the appointed time I have destroyed. These are for use. In other words, if you delay after 7 hours from davening musaf, then it's as if you've broken something. So my mashma dai noge lishna de tavrahu. How do we know that noge is a lashon of broken? Kidim targum Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef says tavra osi al sonen the base Yisrael ad achru zmane moade b'Yerushalayim, because breakage, destruction should come on the Bnei Yisrael because they have delayed the Moadim in Yerushalayim. So Amar Rav Elazar, Kol Mispal Tefila Shel Shachris Lachar Arba Shos, anybody who daven Shachris after 4 hours during the day, of Rav Yehuda, Alav HaKosav Omer, Noge Mi Moed Asafti Mimcha Hayu. So my mashma dai Noge Lishna Ditzarahu. But over here in this pasuk, Noge doesn't mean broken, it means only Tsar. Tichsev Zalfa Nafshi Mituga. Dalfa nafshi mituga, my heart melts from affliction. So it's interesting. So the Marsha explains that by Tfilas Musaf, we touched up the word noge to mean destruction, to mean broken, but by Shachris, we touched it up to mean affliction. Because if you miss the Zman of Shachris, you always have Tashlumin by Mincha. This we learned in the Mishnah a couple of days ago. Whereas you miss the Zman of Musaf, then over Zman of Batal Karbono, you can never be Mashlim the Tefillah of Musaf. Therefore, if you have a Zman to Davin and you miss the Zman by Shachris, it's bad, but it's not the game over, because you could always do a Tashlumin. By Musaf, it's game over. That's why Noge by Musaf is touched up as broken, not only affliction. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Me'alcha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, we learn it from here, Besulaseh, new ghost, v'hi mar lav. The Besulos are afflicted, and it's bitter for it. So Chav Chesem Abayz, now turning over to the top, Rav Avya Chalash, Rav Avya fell ill, v'lo osa lapirka de Rav Yosef, and he didn't come to Rav Yosef shir on Shabbos. L'malchar, on Sunday, when he came to the Beis Medrash, bo yabaye lanu chedaite to Rav Yosef. So Rav Baye wanted to put Rav Yosef's mind at ease, and Amar Lei, so he asked Rav Avya, my time at Lo, why didn't you come to the shir yesterday? So Amar Lei, Davi Cholish, Liboy V'lomatzina, because I was feeling ill, I couldn't come. Amar Lei, Amaylo Tamta Midi Vasoi, so if you were feeling ill, why didn't you eat something and then try to come? Hopefully you would feel better. Amar Lei, Lo Sober Lo Mar Lo, the Ravuna, Dama Ravuna, Asur Lo Yidam Shiyitam Aklum, Kodem Shiyispal Tfilos Musafin. Don't you hold like Ravuna, who says that a person is not allowed to taste anything and not allowed to have anything to eat before you dive a Musaf? So Amar Lei, okay, good. So you hold like Rav Huna that you're not allowed to eat before Tefillah's Musaf. So you know what you should have done? You should have davened Musaf b'yachidus, then you should have eaten something, and then you should have come to the Beis Medrash. Don't you hold that you're not allowed to be makdim your Tefillah to the Tefillah of the Tzibur? You're not allowed to daven before the time when the Tzibur is up to davening. So Amar Lei, La Vitmar Allah, Amar Rav Abba B'tzibur Shanu, V'les Hilchasa, that's only when you're davening with a tzibur, you're not allowed to go ahead and daven with a tzibur. But if you're davening b'yachidus at home, of course you're allowed to daven musaf before the time when the tzibur is davening musaf and shul. But that's hilchaz aloka ravuna v'aloka Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The halacha is not like ravuna, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So ravuna ha'damran. Ravuna, like we said, ravuna had said that you're not allowed to eat anything before tefillas musaf, but that's not true. You're not allowed to eat before tefillas shachris. You are allowed to eat before tefillas musaf. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Damar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi had said, "Kivan sheyagiyas matfilas amincha." Rav Yeshua ben Levi had said a similar halacha b'tfilas mincha, that once Zman mincha comes, it's usur to eat anything before mincha, but the halacha is not like him either. Okay, says the Mishnah, Rav Yechonim ben Akana, hayim espala b'chinesos lebeis hamedresh u'bitziyasa tfila katsara. When Rav Yechonim ben Akana would go and would enter and exit the beis medresh, he would daven at tfila katsara. So Amru lo, so they said to him, ma makam l'tfila zu, what's the nature of this tfila? So Amru Lem. So he said to them, when I go to the Beis Medrash, I pray that I shouldn't make a mistake in Halacha. And when I leave the Beis Medrash, I give Shavach Vato HaKadosh Baruch Hu on my chelek, on my lot, that I am zocheh to sit and learning all day and to teach Torah. So Tana Rabban, as it says the Gemara, b'chnisasu ma'o omer, what did he say upon his entry into the Beis Medrash? The Rambam is medayek. It doesn't say b'chnisasu ma'hu omar. What did he say? It says b'chnisasu ma'hu omer, meaning that this is halacha lemaisa, that we are supposed to say something like this tefillah when we go into the Beis Medrash. So says the Gemara, Yiratzum Avanecha Hashem Elokai Shleira Dvar Tekala Al Yadi. I shouldn't make any mistakes. V'lo Echshal B'Dvar Halacha. V'yisimuch B'Chaveira. Everybody should be happy with me. V'lo Omer Al Tomei Torah. V'lo Al Torah Tomei. I shouldn't mess up. V'lo Yikashlu Chaveira B'Dvar Halacha. They shouldn't be Machshal Min Advar Halacha. V'esmach B'hem. And I should be happy with them. B'tziyasu Ma'o Omer. What did he say when he left? So Moda Ani Lefanecha. So we're going to recognize this because this is what we say when we make a siyum. Moda Ani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai Shesamti Chelki Miyoshvei Beis Hamedrash V'lo Samti Chelki Miyoshvei Kronos Shani Mashkim Vei Mashkim Ani Mashkim L'Divrei Torah Vei Mashkim L'Dvarim Batelim Ani Amol Vei Mamelim Ani Amol Mekabel Sochar Vei Mamelim Veina Mekabelim Sochar Ani Rats Vei Mrotzah Ani Rotzah Chayelim Abav Vei Mrotzah L'Ber Shachas. So what does it mean Ani Amel U'Mekabel Sochar? So usually there is only schar connected a finished product. However, by learning, you get schar not only for the finished product of your learning, but you also get schar for the amelos that you put in as well. Tana Rabban, it says the Gemara Vayitzor at the Tudach. Keshechala Rebbe Lazar, when Rebbe Eliezer fell ill, Nichlus Tamidu Levakro, Tamidim came in to visit him. Amrlo Rabbeinu Lamadnu Orchas Chaim, Vinizke Ben Lechayel Maba. Teach us the secrets of life, the ways of life, and we will therefore be Zocha to Olam Haba. So Amrlohem, so he said, let me give you the following advice. Yizor b'chvod chaverchem. You should be nizor on the kavod of your, on the kavod of your chaverim. Umanu b'neichem b'nei gayon. And don't teach your children mikra. Why should you not teach them mikra? Rashi explains because mikra, because learning Torah Shebichsav is very appealing and it draws somebody in. And if you spend too much time learning in Torah Shebichsav, you're never going to have time to learn Gemara. Now, seemingly, we have the opposite problem. But so don't learn too much mikra. Voshivim bein birchei tamidei chachamim, and they should, you should place them sort of among tamidei chachamim. Kshatem espalalim, and when you daven dulef nei mi atem omdim, you should know who you're standing in front of. Vishvil kach tisku l'chayelam abba, and therefore you're going to be zochar. When Yochanan Mezakai fell ill, Tamidim went in to visit him. Kiban Sharao, some, when he saw them, Hischel Livchos, he started to cry. Amr lo Tamidav, so his Tamidim said, Ner Yisrael, Amoda Yamini, Patish Chazak, the mighty hammer, the rightmost pillar, the Ner Yisrael, Mnemata Bocha, why are you crying, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai? So Amr Lem, so he said to them, Ilu of Nemelech Basavadam, Hayumali Chemosi, if they were to bring me in front of a human king, Shayom Kanul Machar Bekever, who's ephemeral, because today he's here, tomorrow he's going to be dead. Shem Koe Salai, but if he would get angry at me, in Kaso Kaso Olam, his Kas is not everlasting, because he's not everlasting. Vim Osarni, Eni Suro Isur Olam. Vim Mimisani, and if he kills me, Eni Misasi Misos Olam. My death is not going to be an everlasting death. The Achronim say, no, really? If he kills you, if a human kills you, then your death is not everlasting? What it means is that he has the ability to kill you in Olam Hazeh, but he cannot deprive you of Olam Haba. I could also negotiate with him. I could bribe him. Nevertheless, I'd be crying. He's everlasting. His anger is everlasting. And if he banishes me, his cherim is forever. And if he kills me, because he could kill me in Olam Hazeh, and he could deprive me of Olam Haba. And I can't lawyer my way out of this. And I can't bribe him. I have, it's very black and white. I have two paths in front of me. There's a path to Gan Eden, there's a path to Gehenim. It says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, unbelievable. I don't know which path they're going to take me down. I'm not going to cry. Some are low. So they said, Rabbeinu Barchenu. So they said, okay, we understand why you're so, faklemt, but you should give us a bracha now. So Amar Lam, so he said, Yiratzan Shatei Mora Shamayim Aleichem Kamore Basar Vadam. that the Moreh Shamayim, you should have as much Moreh Shamayim as you do Mora of Basar Vadam. You should have as much fear of Shamayim as you do fear of people. Samar lo tamid of Ad Khan. Yeah, that's all. We should have Moreh Shamayim like we fear people, not more. Samar lam ulavai. Halavai, you should have as much Moreh Shamayim as you do Mora of Basar Vadam. Teidu, and the Rai is, Kajadam over Avera, when a person sins, Amar shlo yirani adam. He says, oh, let me look around to see if anybody's watching. But he doesn't worry that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeing everything. B'shas p'tiroso, at the shas of his death, at the shah of his death, Amar Lem, he said, Pnu kelim in pnei atuma, take the kelim out of the house because they're going to become tamei. V'chnisu kisa l'chizkiyo, melech Yudah Shaba. And prepare a chair for Chizkiyo, melech Yudah is going to come. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was a descendant of Chizkiyo HaMelech, therefore Chizkiyo came to collect him. The Achronim explained that when a person is on his deathbed, they have certain visions of what's going to happen. So he saw that Chizkiyo was going to come take him upon his death. So we'll stop here. We will pick up with the next Mishnah about Shmoneh Esrei tomorrow.